Next question is from Science Fair Media, Lee Floor. How advances in technology have changed your experience in space this time relative to other missions?
Well, many ways. Probably the two biggest are, one, in just the place that we have built, the nations and organizations that built the space station. It almost feels like you're moving into an extremely technical rental property that is already all there, everything found. Like someone established an outpost and you're the next person coming into an environment that is already complete. You just have to learn the ropes. It's as if maybe someone was driving a Formula One car, and you were sitting next to them, and then you sort of shifted into the driving seat and got your hands on the wheel and started driving it, and then they got out, and then you were driving it yourself. But it's a wonderful, exquisite vehicle that already exists, and you just have to learn the ropes. That's quite different than my previous flights, which were early assembly flights and vehicles that weren't nearly as capable as a space station is. The second, I think, big technology difference is the level of communications with Earth. While we were there, we did a complete rebuild of the communication system. We were the hands-on, but of course it was a huge effort, mostly here in the United States, to get all the capability up there. But we increased the ability to send data up and down by orders of magnitude, by multiples of 10 and 100, the ability to bring data up to the station and be able to send scientific data down. We doubled the number of comm channels. At one point, a couple weeks ago, we had all four of our space-to-ground channels going. There were four different radio channels simultaneous. We were talking to people in Norway, in Portland, Oregon, in Houston, and in Moscow, simultaneously with six crew on board, running experiments in capillary flow, running experiments in flame propagation, all of that happening real-time. Just because of the improved communications that go on. So it's going in leaps and bounds, and station is still improving and being modified and added to, and there's still the Russian laboratory coming up at the end of this year. But the difference between when I first saw it or when I first saw Mir and now is pretty impressive, and we have built an amazing capability in orbit.